Paperback Writer.
Hi, this is Bob Pockris from Fox. You're on the road with Dane on WGN.
It's 7:20 WGN on the road with Dane, live here at Daytona International Speedway for the 61st running of the Great American Race, and honored to have with us, we've got award-winning journalists. You've read him in Sporting News, NASCAR scene, ESPN.com, a two-time Writer of the Year for the National Motorsports Press Association, one of the most important and influential figures in motorsports media, the one and only Bob Pockris. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
This is exciting. You read somewhere since 1992, right? You've been at every one. You haven't missed it. A lot of things have changed. A lot of things are the same. Weather-wise, it's shaping up to be sort of on the top of the scale for great ones. But your thoughts, how much has it changed since 92?
It's changed a ton. The cars look different. The way they race is different. But still 200 laps. Well, at least until you get to overtime, which is different. So, yeah, a lot has changed, but, you know, it's still drivers and cars with four tires.
One of the mainstays in media, and a guy that not only, I think, fans and enthusiasts look for, but also people in the industry, right? You're super connected in a bunch of different ways there. And so the move over to Fox, couldn't ask for a better team. I think of it kind of as the Yankees on sports as far as, you know, NASCAR and coverage like that. Were you surprised at how much of an outpouring was? You know, in this business, media is tough, especially the print business, right? Chicago Tribune, we've lost a lot of people. And there are a lot of changes in the way things are done. But, like, so many people came out of the woodwork and supported you. And, of course, I think they feel it's important to have you out there as a voice.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great feeling to be wanted. And, you know, I think I've met a lot of fans along the way. We do the tweet-ups and talk to them in the garages. And then, you know, if you treat people fair, you know, even if you're not always their favorite person, they tend to respect your work and want you to stick around.
When it comes to Fox, so many different things that they're doing. You know, they've got that new studio, and you've worked in a bunch of different capacities, even on the broadcast side, outside of the print side. Have they given you kind of a role as we kick off the season, the kind of cool stuff you'll be doing?
I'm going to be doing a little bit of everything, I think. You know, a little bit of social media. We're doing Twitter video chats the other day as far as answering some questions, and they'll have me on air occasionally. So just a little bit of everything. Try to use my knowledge and my connections in the garage to try to provide the fans the most up-to-date information.
When it comes to some of that kind of backstory and some of the things you mentioned, whether they like it or not, being fair and all that, that's one of the things a lot of fans have come out and said. One of the criticisms of what NASCAR could do or be a little bit different is to have the driver show a little bit more emotion. We know it's there, but because I think of a lot of just the way that the corporate culture, they can't always show it. You bring that out. A lot of times you share it. Sometimes you create it, right? And I think that's an important thing.
I don't know if we create it, but sometimes we maybe give it a little bit of a nudge. You know, yeah, obviously when you have sponsors who run the sport, everybody tends to step on eggshells a little bit, and it doesn't let their, you know, total personality come out. And, you know, I think Kevin Harvick has learned that, you know, sometimes you just let your personality come out and let the chips fall where they may, and it's a lot easier for him to do. He doesn't necessarily hold back. And, you know, yeah, it creates a little bit of drama, but as long as he can kind of have blinders on and focus on his job, he can deal with a little bit of it.
One of the last things, and I know that the media has changed quite a bit, you know, from the time that you started, and on the, whether it's a podcasting side or whether with the advent of the internet, for your thoughts, from one outlet to another, you have people that follow you personally, not necessarily just the outlet that you may work for, the logo that's on your shirt at the time. Now with, you know, the advent of everything and ways to podcasting and people can reach everybody immediately, how important is it to have that, either that network background, you know, Fox or other ones, whereas if you've got a voice, you can share it no matter what?
Well, I mean, I think it's all about relationships, and the more relationships you have with people that you can develop through social media or in person, the more people will read your stuff. And some will read it traditionally by reading a story. Some will just consume it through social media channels. But, you know, look, I'm in the information business. The media, we're in the information business. We have to deliver the information the way the people want to get it.
We love what you do. The information that you put out, people are definitely receiving it. We're going to see you on Fox throughout the course of the NASCAR season. And last thing is, the race kicks off tomorrow. Where are people going to be able to find you?
They'll be able to find me on Twitter at Bob Pockris.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for being on the show.
thanks for having me, and looking forward to the season. And even though it's not a Fox race, still looking forward to go to Chicagoland too in the summer.